Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Well, we want you to sit back, take lots of notes while we just play our little intro there. Good morning, good morning. So we have Marilyn in the house. I know this is a great...
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams.
Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lil Lisa Show today, right here on Blog Talk Radio, Monday morning. We had a fantastic weekend, and I can't wait to share the information that I have for you today, because if you are a small business owner, if you are a business owner, if you are a person who wants to become an entrepreneur and start your business, then you're going to want to keep your radio dial locked in to Coach Lisa each and every day, because I tell you, we have so many tools and strategies and tips to help you get a business and to be successful, and you don't have to fear that your business will not be successful, because it will. It will. It will. I can promise you it will. But we have to do some planning. We have to get trained. We have to be motivated. We have to work everything together. Also, maybe you don't own a company, but you work for someone. Today is a day, is a new day. There's a shift in the workplace today. Today, employees, whether they like it or not, they have to think like entrepreneurs. If you want, companies today are so complex. Things are so dynamic in the workplace today. If you want your company to be a success, which is how you're going to keep your job and even get promotions, in order for you to keep your job, number one, and to get promoted within your company, number two, the company must be profitable. The company must be successful. Well, companies become successful once the employees help it reach its goals and objectives. So you want to pay attention to this show any way you look at it. And within the companies, even if you work for a company, you don't work for yourself yet. Maybe you'll decide to do that later in life. Maybe not. But it's okay either way. Whether you work for someone else or you work for yourself, you still must be able to do what the subject of this show is today. We're talking about business partnering, collaboration, the power and the importance, the power and the importance of collaborations. Okay, so welcome to you who are tuning in via the chat room or if you're on the switchboard. Welcome to those who will come back and listen to the archives. We certainly are glad to be here to be able to offer you this powerful, powerful information. We have, especially again, even if you're not a business owner, you're going to use the same skills and traits and tools that we will talk about on this show to develop you, to develop your abilities, your gifts, your talents, so that you can give back to the company. I remember as a recruiter when I worked for Continental Airlines, and I was a recruiter there for 3 years, and we would recruit people for almost every level of work from the line one all the way up to directors. And I would be a part of these various interviews, though my main responsibility was to hire the flight attendants, but the individuals out on the flight deck that are handling the planes and handling your luggage. We at Continental called them ramp agents. Some companies call them customer service agents. Also, we were interviewing and we would hire the ticket agents and the cargo agents, ticket and cargo agents. And so, but I remember when I had that job as a recruiter, and there were many times, I mean, usually our first question, or at some point in time during the interview, we would ask people, what are you going to give to this company? And we understand you want a job. We understand you want a paycheck. You could just be here for the flight benefits and or the insurance. However, that's fine. We know you want something out of the company. It's okay. But what are you going to give us? What are you bringing to the table, in other words? And there were so many people that just could not articulate what they had to bring to the table. But that taught me that this is very important. So today, now that's 13 years ago. Now today, it's more important that you know what you're bringing to the table. And within companies, you still have to collaborate. You have your internal partnerships. If you work in advertising department, you have to collaborate with the people in accounting. We were in the recruiting department, and we had to definitely be in great relationship with the finance department because we needed money. We needed money to hold recruitment sessions. If you remember, we used to hold them at the hotels all over the country, basically, and the world. Some we would hold right there at the airport, but the majority of them we held out in the hotels. It costs money. Advertising, just to advertise that you have a job opening, that costs money. We used to go do job fairs. The big urban league has the big job fairs every year. We used to get tables there. Tables at these places are $3,000 or $4,000 a table, if not more. So you have to be in relationship with the finance department. Then you need to be in relationship with the accounting department. So no one is outside of needing to collaborate. So don't just think because you hear me talk about being a small business owner that then this message is not for you, because it's also for you, again, if you want your company to last, if you want your company to stay around, you want to help it. Companies, good morning, everyone. Companies don't stay around through osmosis or just because they wanted to, the CEO. No, companies prosper because of the individuals who prosper within the company. And, again, two main reasons that you want your company to be successful. One, you want to keep your job, and two, you want to get promoted. I tell people all the time, why should a company promote you when you're not helping that company to grow? I mean, promotion is about growth. So why should we promote you when you don't even understand the basics of growth? So anyway, we have so many wonderful things that are coming up, so I wanted to share with you, and especially for small businesses, we really have to collaborate. But I see I have a hand up, so I want to definitely go. I wasn't on that page, so I didn't see you. This is my wonderful, wonderful friend and awesome, awesome, awesome woman, Miss Adele. Good morning, and welcome.
Good morning, Alisa. How are you this morning?
Oh, my God. It's awesome. How are you today?
Fantastic, fantastic.
Are you all ready and pumped up for Saturday? Got motivation, then speak.
I'm more than ready, more than pumped up, because this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. I can't wait. I need to be on the plane right now.
I wish you were, because we would hit this city. Well, I was thinking one of the reasons I wanted to do this show, you are a direct example of a collaboration and partnering, because we're, collaborating on this event. It's your event, but you met up with me, and, it wasn't like, you partnered with me because you saw we had some like interests. We had some, and so now look at what's happening. I can't tell people enough. You got to get this down about collaborating, because it can make your thing bigger. I know people want to hold on to stuff and it's mine and all of that, but if you do that, your thing is going to stay small. I'm just going to let you know. Go ahead, Ms. Adele.
Well, you know what? It's funny, because I was listening to Lisa, and it's funny that you say that, because I always tell people, build a team. I know that you come up with this fantastic, wonderful idea for a business, and it's your baby. Trust me, I understand, and you hate to let that baby go. But trust me, when you build a team, they bring talent that you may not have to the team that helps your business to grow a lot faster when there's just one. See, when there's one, it's like you are what I want to say. A small business person, and you're not thinking outside of the box, because now you're saying, I'll start my own business, so I'm self-employed. And absolutely, you're self-employed, but you're working just as hard as if you were working somebody else's job. But when you become that business person, now you got other people that you can collaborate. You got a team of people that see the vision and can help you run with that vision. So I would absolutely say, let's like me and LaLisa, we talk and we throw out ideas at each other. And that's what you need when you're going into business for yourself.
You're absolutely right. And do you have people on the line like Ms. Kiva? That's another person that I started being able to be in collaborations with her and partnering with her on some things. But you're right. And the thing is, yes, she has a job. She works for someone else. But she also has outside interests and she has other projects that she's working on. But here is a woman who, because of, like you said, we talk on the phone, ideas are thrown around. I'm going to tell you, I get a lot of great ideas when I'm just sitting at home and by myself. But anybody who knows me, one of my favorite sayings is, wow, I love talking to you because, you know, and Akiva knows, she's probably laughing right now. You know, she's probably cracking up because I say that to her all the time. And because certain people, it's when you're talking to them, all of a sudden ideas, yeah, they were coming before, but man, oh, man, they just start flowing like boom, boom, pop, pop, pop. And, you know, like, woo. Slow down. I mean, there are people, like you said, you know, my mother used to teach us that iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
And when we look at a knife, the more you sharpen that knife, the faster you can cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just excited. I'm excited about this collaboration thing, people. We want to grow. Ms. Pat Martin is another one. She had a 100 Women in White event that she put together, and you know, she said, you know, LaLisa, let's collaborate on this. Let's, you know, get together. You know, we had just met. Let's get together for the second one and let's partner and let's meet up with other people. So we began to go to different groups of, you know, women meetings and stuff. And guess what? Everyone we went to, they just accepted us and said, okay, we want to help you. You know, it's so funny. People really want, you know, people who are successful and on the road to success, they want to help.
You know, and
they're waiting for you.
That's so true, LaLisa. I met with a gentleman yesterday, and it was just interesting because for the longest he had been asking me to meet with him. But he wants to learn the business of speaking. And so he said to me, whatever I can do, I'll volunteer. Whenever you're giving an event, whatever I can do to help you, because I want to learn to do what you do. You see, it's people out there that want to help you, that want to learn what you're doing, and they want to collaborate with you. That helps you to get to where you want to go so much faster. And
you'll get there.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
And it's more fun when you've got a team as opposed to being a team of one. There's nobody to talk to when there's a team of one but yourself. But then when you got a team of people, then there's people you can bounce ideas off of. Light bulbs go off because things will come up that you never even thought about before. So I would absolutely encourage anyone who's listening and those of you that are doing business right now, definitely, definitely surround yourself with people that you can bounce ideas and things off of.
And partner with, we have, since we do a lot of events up here, myself and Kelly, actually she was here last night, and Kelly and I, you know, we've been together now about 6 years constantly, you know, bouncing ideas off of each other. We used to be when back before we everybody jumped on to Facebook, she and I, we were on MySpace, and we used to be on MySpace every day. And we would, you know, MySpace had the little, when you're on, of course, they all have the little chat situation. And so, of course, when she came on, my computer would let her know I was on it. We would be there sometimes until like 1 o'clock in the morning. Just about, oh, my God, the ideas would just be flowing, concepts, ideas. Now, that was going back 3 years ago. Did we implement all of them? No. But guess what? We wrote them down. So the thing is, you may think, well, I don't have time for all that. I don't want all these ideas. Just write the ideas down. Every idea you get today may not be to be launched today. It may be for a future thing. Remember when God told Abram, look up there and see all those stars and see all that sand. That's how your lineage is going to be. So Sometimes God will give you ideas and visions. It may not be for the exact time, that time, but it's for a time to come. And when it's time to come, you don't want to already be able to run with your vision and with your dreams and with your goals. And so, you know, that's why we teach people. Like, I know people are going to be learning on November the 13th. They're going to be learning how to write things down. There's an art to writing down. You can't just scribble it on a piece of paper because you might lose that. But you want to have plan to write things down so you can go back and follow up later. But Adele, this is all of this partnering and collaboration is going to burst on the stage on November the 13th at Rutgers University. You're going to have collaboration after collaboration. Adele, please give people the address where they can come. If you do not live in New Jersey, send your New Jersey partner and team members. People, we got to get this. Just don't say, I don't care or I wish I lived there. No, you ought to have team members by now. And you can say, well, I'm not from there. Well, there's Facebook. By now, you should have somebody in New Jersey that you've been talking with, collaborating with, building a relationship, because that's what collaboration, that's the heart of collaboration. There's just somebody that you want to get filled up so the next time you talk to them, they can pour out on you. So go ahead, Ms. Adele.
Look, Lisa, I want to say this, because if you don't know someone in New Jersey, if you know someone in Pennsylvania or New York, because the one thing that I love about the East Coast is mass transportation. People in New York, people in Pennsylvania, they have no excuse not to get to this event. Because of the mass transportation, they can be there. So if you know someone in New York, if you know someone in Pennsylvania, South Jersey, they have no excuse not to show up there. The train runs there. They can get to Penn Station and get to Rutgers University. It's going to be at Rutgers University, Eagleheart Hall, at the Bub Auditorium on 190 University Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. I'm so excited because I got the opportunity, Lalisa, to actually see what the auditorium looked like, because Howard Scott went in there and he filmed it and he showed me every space in there where we were going to be, so I could get the vision in my head what that day is going to look like. It's going to be an awesome, dynamic event, ladies and gentlemen. You know, people look at and they say, oh, it's about motivation. It's more than just motivation. Like Lalisa said, you're going to get a day full of learning. If you don't walk out of there with at least one nugget that you can apply in your life, trust me, you can call me and say, Adele, I need a nugget, and I will plant a nugget for you, because I know each and every person that's going to be on that stage is going to give you something that you can walk away with that's going to change your life for the rest of your life.
We have people who want to start their businesses. They want to grow their businesses. They want to grow their personal lives, their health lives. People, you want to grow your finances. You want to grow in your careers. Some people are in companies that they absolutely adore. But guess what? You want to be able to grow in that company. You want to be able to give back. You want to be more than just a worker coming to work like a robot just doing something. No. Be a part of the company. Be a part of the buzz of the organization, the energy that makes the company grow. Come and watch and see and experience how people, once you come together, because Adele, you're there in Texas and somebody else is in Philly and I'm here in New Jersey. You got all of us coming together to do what? And not only that, even, you know, people, you could take this to your household. There are many households who are in disarray, because there's no teamwork, there's no coming together, there's no real collaborating. Even just two married couples can't even collaborate on one dinner and do it successfully. They can't collaborate on what house to live in and where to live. This is for every area of your life. It's not just for business owners or public speakers. There is, you know, you have over 100 years worth of experience in all areas of business. Some of us have been in marketing. Some of us have been in finance. Some of us have been entrepreneurs like Mr. Howard for years and years. He's also been highly in the media. magazines, newspapers. Many people remember his newspaper here. I used to drive all over New Jersey to get my hands on a copy of Twin Visions because the paper was very positive. I used to love going to hear him. I was hated when he stopped, when he used to be down there at the Priory. I love those Monday evenings because he talked to, he said, you know, you got to be positive. You know, he used to talk about how some people, they listen to the news and the news is so negative. And then you wonder when you're around these people, why they negative all the time. Well, if that's all you fed yourself with all day long, because what you feed on, that's what you become. So if all you do is watch the news three times a day, read the newspaper twice a day, I can guarantee you, you're probably a negative person because the news is very negative. And that's their job. They could put a positive spin on it, but then the papers won't sell. So they're in the business of making money. Now that they're on the internet and they're not as worried as about selling, you will get more positive things. And plus, they have more space. He was good at that. Howard taught me that. I'm going to tell you, Howard, God bless you, because you taught me that, brother, and I used to come down there because I wanted to be motivated, and it helped me on my job. I ended up, you know, getting the job at Continental and then back at the college and then now have my own business. So it does work, people, and, you know, sustainable. But look at you, Mr. Dale, all the awesome, I mean, people need to come just to see if they can, you know, get on your mailing list.
Well, I will tell you, Lalisa, it's just like Howard. I started out right there with Howard. I mean, Howard's got more years on me, but the thing is, it's persistence. It's hanging in there. You got a dream. Follow that dream. Don't let anyone kill that dream. You know, you said something about the news. The news is full of negativity. I don't even turn my TV on unless it's something I know that's coming on. It's a good show I want to sit down and watch. But other than that, I don't turn my TV on. I don't want to see the news. Because what I like to do is I like to sit down. I like to read a good self-help book that's going to build me up. I will tell you, surround yourself with positiveness, whether it's books or people, even in your mind. Start speaking it in your mind because that's what builds you up. Seminars, workshops, go to them because they will build you up and they'll give you the energy that make you feel like, I can do this. I can do this. You know, Lalisa, I was in Vegas a weekend before last. And I will tell you, I came out of Vegas so pumped up. Even though I do workshops and seminars and conferences, I like to go to them as well because they give me renewed energy that lets me know that I can go another measure in my life. And so I would encourage each and everyone who's listening today to, yes, absolutely start feeding yourself with positiveness. Go to sleep with it. I remember listening to audio tapes at night, going to sleep with it, and waking up even that more positive, even that more pumped up. Because your brain never stops. It's constantly going. So even while you're sleeping, if you're taking in something, you'll wake up with it. That's why I'll tell anybody, don't sleep with a television, or I don't even have a television in my bedroom because of what it will do to your brain waves. If you're going to sleep with that television on, your brain is actually taking on in whatever is being said on that television. If you're going to go to sleep with something, go to sleep with hearing something positive in your ear.
That's so good. That is so good. And we want to, again, if you just tuned into the show, you tuned into the Coach Lalisa Show. I'm on here also talking with author and coach and motivational speaker, leader, entrepreneur, Ms. Adele, event planner, seminar producer extraordinaire. She is on here. She travels around the country and the world helping entrepreneurs, people be successful in their life and in their business. She has a program that she launched some time ago down in the southern regions of the country, and now she's bringing it and launching it in Newark, New Jersey on November the 13th. We're talking about that. We're also talking about the importance of collaborating, especially when you are a small business, if you want to grow. I was at a phenomenal small business meeting on Friday with a group of women, just absolutely phenomenal. Now, I know we have a caller. I want to open up the phone lines for her, and I also want to welcome, though, each and every person that has tuned in for the first time. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Also, good morning and welcome to Mr. Coach K and also to Randy and in the chat room. Good morning, all. We're talking today about partnering and collaboration. And I'm going to give you a couple of tips toward the end of the show because there's a couple of things that if you want a successful collaboration, there's a couple of things that you just cannot do. You can't do them and think you're going to collaborate with people. If you're doing it, you're not going to be successful. But we want to be successful. We want you to be successful. So let me open up her phone line right now. And I know who it is. If she gets on here and starts singing happy birthday, I'm going to shut her down. But anyway, good morning. Welcome, 908. You're on the air.
What?
Good morning, Miss Patricia. How are you?
Well, I've lost my voice. So, if y'all, if I sound a little funny, I lost my voice yesterday. so I probably sound funny to you right now, but the kids join it. Can you hear me?
I can, yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. I would just call it. Hi, good morning, Sister Adele. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Patricia. How are you doing this morning?
I'm making it through. Miss Lisa, I was thinking about, of course, Lisa, I was thinking about saying happy birthday to you, though. But unless I don't have my voice, I can't do it. So I was going to try to get the internet up, and I was going to get the song and play the song, but that's not working for me right now.
Yes, yes.
Shaniqua said happy birthday.
Patricia.
Oh, thank you.
Patricia,
yes,
I'm
yes.
Right there with you. I lost my throat is sore this morning. I don't know if I caught it from you yesterday or not. But
all the way from Jersey to Texas, Sister Mr. Adele, it went all the way.
It was funny because, Melissa, yes, we were going to wish you happy birthday this morning, and we were going to sing to you this morning. So because both of our throats are sore, we could still say, everybody on the air that's listening, please wish Melissa a happy birthday because she has many, many more to come. And she's going to be doing dynamic and wonderful things. So I want everybody who's listening to stay on the lookout for Lalisa because she's rising up. She's going to the top. And she's
taking
people with her.
And I'm excited about the motivational event that you're doing at Rutgers also because I told Minister Coach Lalisa that any time that there's an event where there's public speaking or something that's going on where I can learn and better myself, I want to be there. You know, we've been doing the Proverbs 31 challenge about wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and we're on the day today. And so it's everything is just like coming together. And, again, this is why I'm so glad that people like Coach Lisa and people like you, Sister Adele and Mercy Walker and Coach K and to all those who are authors doing blog talk, whatever it is that you're doing, that you are sharing your information with us, it is such a great, great help. You might not think so, but to others, but to me, I know it is because I can see, you know, a difference in myself with some things that I'm doing. And I'm not I wasn't a talkative person until I met Coach Lisa, and I didn't go to a lot of events until I met Coach Lisa. So, but there's the things that I asked God for to place people in my life that would help me. As a minister, as I go out and speak to better myself, you know, the way I talk and the way that I do things. So I'm appreciative to you guys for doing, you know, getting up faithfully every morning. And I'm faithful to the show, but I sit back and listen because I'm home, you know, doing other things while I'm listening to the show. But I'm just so grateful to Coach Lisa and Mr. Versi and Coach K, all you guys for, you know, just opening up and just sharing, you know, the things that you do with us.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you are so welcome. But you know what? Like Ms. Adele would tell you, and other speakers like Mr. Howard Scott is probably going to say, and Mr. Jeffrey Dunn, Ms. Delmetria Miller, all powerful speakers, and probably other people as well. It's a full day, 9 to 4. Come, soak it up. Now, you know, if it was Donald Trump or David Kiyosaki, you cancel whatever you had. Well, you're going to get the same level of expertise. Who do you think we've studied under and learned under? The great Zig Ziglars, the awesome and powerful Tony Robbins. You're going to get the same thing for a lot less. You trust me, if you don't have $20,
Believe me, you don't have $1,000. That's mm-hmm. what they charge. So it's like going to college. You go to college, you let the professors pour into you so that you can go and pour into the various places where you go after college or after wherever else you got your training and your development. So please come. We have to pour this stuff out. We would be sick if we had to hold on to all of this, right, Adele?
Absolutely. It's like a pregnancy for us.
Yes.
We're bursting. And if we don't pour it out, we're going to burst at the seam. So we want to burst at the seam, but we want to burst it into your life. We want to pour into your life so that when you walk out of there, you are a renewed person. Trust me, I started the same way. I was going to every speaking event that I could go to, and I tell people I was a junkie. I was a motivational junkie because I was at every motivational event there was. So I made an investment, and that's what you're doing. You're making an investment into your life that's going to change your life. And the only way for your life to change is to invest in yourself. You might look for other people to invest in you, but other people won't invest in you the way you can invest in yourself. So look at it at this as an investment to change your life.
And your family's life. Look at this as a way and an opportunity to honor your creator, to become the best. And now that we're talking about collaboration and partnering, that's what time it is today. I know there are some organizations out there who apply for grants. They compete for these requests for proposals. Well, I've worked with many of these organizations, and I've also worked with the people who give the grants. Collaboration is the key and has been the key for about 12 years now. If that's been the key component of getting federal dollars and even state and county dollars, when you're talking about you must be able to collaborate, maybe not with 10 different organizations, maybe not with 5, but there needs to be a collaboration because you remember the government some years ago tried to move away from waste. If they have two agencies in the same town, it works fine in the for-profit businesses because that's just the heart of competition. That's beautiful. If you can have two donut places on the same block, that's okay because they know that eventually the one who's not providing the best service will be gone. And they want service to be high for the customer. But in the government, it's the opposite. You two people doing the same thing, no. We're not going to give you money to do the same thing that we're giving them money to do. That's a waste. It's called waste. But now if you collaborate and in your school is offering, child care training, and then that training center is offering training on how to be a customer service pro, that now we can do something because now you're something different. But you can collaborate because they know that those little 10 or 15 participants you got don't need a whole building. So if you partner with somebody and you share the building, again, government, remember, the money that they spend is our money, all the working people's money, and they have to be mindful how they spend it versus in a public sector, private sector rather, the money you earn as profit is based on whatever you could go out there and do. And you can spend it on, if you want, foolishly, that's on you. But government funds, even though I know all of us could say, well, I know the foolish stuff they spend on. But that's not the point. That's not what they go and set out to do. But they will do it if they have to. But they tend to want to give grants to people who are partnering. So what I'm saying is I love, and you, Ms. Adele, I know you're the same, I just love being on the forefront of things. So even though, again, collaboration is not new, but in some areas it is new coming to that area of people. And so I want to make sure that our people that we're working with, that we're motivating, that we're coaching, that they understand that partnerships and collaborations are powerful, and that's how you're going to get more funds and more support, even for a private person to put dollars into your organization. You don't have to just go for government funding. There are many private organizations who also fund events. I know we're going to be talking about that on Saturday, Adele, for people who want to get events, even like what you're doing, how to get that funded so that no money comes out of your pocket, per se.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I met an awesome person out of Canada, and that's what he does. He helps people get funding, corporate sponsorship, in order to take your events to the next level. That's powerful, because when you get corporate sponsorship, that means not all the money is coming out of your pocket. The corporations are now paying for your event. And, you know, and what are you giving in return to them? Because absolutely, they're looking to see what, you know, what I say, the WIFM, what's in it for me. They want to know, what's in it for me? Well, what's in it for them is you're giving them exposure to all the people that you have. But the key is, it's a partnership. They're partnering with you to have a better event.
That's just a better way to go these days. I mean, it's time out for selfishness. We've done enough of that. Okay, it was good while it lasted. Oh, this is mine. That we did it. We already know what it's like. We know it didn't get us anywhere. Okay, let's know that. Now, let's try something new that maybe you don't know if it's going to get you anywhere, so you're not quite sure, but what do you have to lose? So what does Miss Adele have to lose by partnering with me? She doesn't know. We've never met face-to-face. We haven't known each other that long. So what does she have to lose by partnering with me? But she has yet everything to gain, because then I get to bring anything that I have to the table. And here's the thing. Everybody, y'all, got something to bring to the table. People may not know what they're bringing. Now, they may not know because they've been so beat down over their lifetime, and people have always told them you're nothing and you'll never have nothing or be nothing. But everybody is bringing something, because, look, my God tells me that everybody has been supplied according to his riches and glory. Everybody has been dealt a faith. Everybody's been dealt a gift and ability. So everybody got something. Now, we know they're coming with something, like the women that we met on Friday offering their buildings. Just the information that we got. Here's a lady who knows where to get T-shirts at a price less than what we were getting them. See, that's help. Then we met a woman who cleans offices and stuff, and she can't get a contract right now. So I said, well, do you clean private houses? You know, what about the busy women like myself who can't afford to hire a person to come in? So we meet, you see, so collaborating, partnering with people is also going to help us, like you said, Adele, go to the next. And I really am getting away from using the word level, even though I still like it, but I like the word going to the next dimension. I went to a training session 2 weeks ago where the woman taught for 2 hours most on how to move from the mindset of levels to dimension. Because when you go from level, you go from level to level to level. But with dimension, you're there. You're in infinity, okay? So, yes, Adele, go ahead.
No, I was just listening to you talk, but you're absolutely right. I like dimension as well instead of level, because level, that maybe just takes you on to one step. But when you go to the next dimension, that can go as far as you want it to go. It's like when people said the sky is the limit, and I said you can go past the sky, because the sky, people have gone to the moon, they've gone past the sky. So the thing
all right now
is seeing yourself higher than where you are right now. It's creating those visualizations, start visualizing. And for me, I tell people I'm a visual person. So if you were in my office right now, you would see all these positive quotes and pictures of the things that I want to bring into my life. And that's what you got to start doing, surrounding yourself with it. I'm helping my niece with a project right now, and she said to me, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a board, and I'm going to put it up everything that I want to happen on that board. And I encourage her to do that, and I would encourage you that's listening to do the same. Everything that you want in your life right now, surround yourself with it. Surround yourself with the pictures of it, the words, the positive words. Put them up so they're constantly in your face. I have a friend, if I go into her bathroom at her home, she's got nothing but positive quotes plastered all around her bathroom. So you can't help but be positive. And I would encourage you to surround yourself with that. And what I'm saying is the same thing you're going to hear that and much, much more on Saturday, November 13th, because it starts somewhere. I'm planting a seed right now for you, but I'm asking you to come out on November 13th so those seeds can be watered.
That's good.
That's good. And, you know, there's going to be so many exciting people with the energy alone. So definitely we'll want to see you there. Now, for those of you who I said, I've got to tell you a couple things. You know, want to be mindful to do that because you're collaborating. The Hope there in Cincinnati, I know she's collaborating with her dry cleaners and some things. Sometimes collaboration and a partnering, not necessarily a partnership. You didn't sign any papers. You know, partnering means that we have come together in a joint effort to be successful. And, you know, we're going to, like you said, bounce some ideas off of each other, share some space, these different kinds of things. But some things that in order to really make the collaboration work, to make it smooth, like Adele said, companies, yes, they want to know what's in it for them. What are they going to get out of it? Exposure to all of the people that you not only will come to your event, what about all the people you just told about your event? If they got the flyers, then they found out who was sponsoring your event. So that person, the information went forth. My sister was did marketing for American Airlines for a long time. So I have inside information on what and her company. People used to write her all the time for sponsorships, and she worked very closely with the woman who doles out the millions and billions and millions of dollars with American. Now, she no longer works for them, but see, knowledge don't go nowhere. Once you got it, you got it. And while she was there, I was trying to get every learn all I could. And even companies that I worked for, Continental Airlines, we used to have people coming and asking for money. And so companies, when they want to, you want to know what, you know, what kind of exposure are they going to get. And here's another thing. When you, we, and Ms. Fran Briggs, who comes on the show, she's been on here before. She has a book out. You can purchase her book. You can attend her course on how to get sponsorships as a partner. It's not that hard. Let me tell you, when it comes to companies, sometimes they just want to know, are you going to have a successful event? You know, don't tell them you're going to reach 100 people or 200 people and you only have 10 people show up. You, it might be successful in your mind. It's great for us. I don't care if one person comes. When I do events, and anybody that knows me knows that. Right. And sometimes that's how I met you. You were the only one who came to an event that I had. That's the only way I got to know you. But some of these companies that are not like that, though, sure, they'll come and smile and be happy and shake your hand and give you all the giveaways they said they were going to give, but don't think you're going to come back to them and say, help us. I mean, not saying it won't happen. It can't, but you know what I mean. They're looking for a success rate. Okay, so make sure if you tell them you're going to have 100 people there, get 100 bodies there no matter what you have to do. If you got to go out and get the homeless people, throw them in a suit and stick them up in there. Make sure the people are there. So that's one thing you definitely don't want to do is you don't want to miss the mark on what you've promised them. They got a bullet list of the stuff you told them they were going to get, the exposures. If you told them you're going to put the signage up, make sure the signage is up. These partnerships, when you and same thing in the company. Same thing. I know real estate agents. I know people in the sales industry. They have to, in your company, they might have you give something. Again, same thing. When we were with Continental, we used to have to put on those recruiting and career events. Even my job now as a trainee, as a trainer, they paid me. That's my paid job as a trainer. But when I run a training class, my boss is looking at me some type of way if I give her an attendance sheet and only three people out of 200 employees showed up. Okay? So we got to work on that as we're collaborating and getting these people's money to fund and pay for, because they don't want to pay for donuts and all that other stuff they didn't bought, and you know what I'm saying, and it goes to waste. Again, they don't really want to waste. But when it comes to collaboration, you know, companies, they want to collaborate, especially because it shows that they have social responsibility. So don't think they don't need you. They want you knocking on their doors. I went to ShopRite to collaborate with them. I'm going to be doing a book signing at ShopRite. I got the idea from another author. And I said to the guy, well, I can make a donation to any group that you want. You know, he was like, oh, we got enough donations. I was like, whoa, fine. That's better than me. Like, well, can y'all donate some stuff on that day so I can sit at my table, like water and cookies and stuff? He started laughing. But so these companies, they get stuff too. You know, he's a big ShopRite. He also gets things donated to him from companies because companies have to. Today, you probably could get a degree in social responsibility and giving back to the community and these kinds of things. So they need us. All I was trying to say is that these companies, so we're sometimes afraid to go and ask.
but they're wanting us to act so that they, because they can't find you. It's too many of us. You see, it's fewer of them. Yeah, so they're not going to come knocking on our door talking about, can we donate and do a seminar for you? But if you go ask them.
Lily,
go ahead.
I have a quote from my favorite book, which I know is your favorite book as well, but it says, you have not because you ask not. And so the minute you start asking, the minute you start asking, you will receive.
That's right. You will. That's, I tell you, that's how I ended up. I was asking the universe, I want to speak on a larger scale. And what happened? They sent me Adele. Oh, that rhymes. I wanted to speak. Ask the universe, can I speak on a larger scale? Or no, I want to speak on a larger scale. Because you know you can do it. Just say, I want to.
Right.
And I wanted to speak on a larger scale, and they sent me Adele. Now, you've got to speak it. Now, I was over in New York, all on the Ricky Young show. I felt like, listen, I felt like I was Oprah in a limo. Riding to New York Friday morning. That's why I know some of you tried to get on the show. We apologize for that. Man, I was riding to New York in a limo. Going to the Ricky Young show, what's in your hand? I felt large, y'all. And here's the thing. Let me tell you, some of y'all know, she got that little old car, and she was in a limo. Here's the thing. That was Friday, right? Well, how come on? Because I felt like I was in a limo, even though I was in the car and I was doing the driving, how come on Saturday night I meet a lady who tells me she has a limo company? She said, I remember 13 years ago you helped me with something. You helped me and my children. She has two kids. She said, you helped me, three. She said, but I helped two too. You helped me and my kids. Now I want to bless you. I got a limo company. Anytime you need a limo, we're coming to pick you up. No charge. And she said, our limos are awesome. I haven't seen this woman in 13 years.
Wow.
I'm surprised she even recognized me. Really did not recognize her, and I got this new shortcut. She thought she knew me from somewhere else. Initially.
Wow.
I'm telling you, if you think like it, you're going to be it. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Think.
And see, it was some visualization. You saw it in your mind's eyes. You were traveling over to New York on Friday. I'm in my limo going to New York. He felt like Oprah. And look what manifested. It manifested
look
the next day for you.
The very next day. People, don't tell me that the law of attraction doesn't work. It doesn't work for you because you don't work it.
Oh, right.
It will work.
You got to plug into it. You got to plug
into
it.
Somebody told me years ago. Yeah, it'll work if you work it.
Right. And the law of attraction is nothing new. It's throughout the Bible. It's scripture. All you got to do is apply it.
But what will stop you is fear, negativity, and the mindset that won't break through to the other side. But we want to help you break through. We want to help you get everything you get. Look at Hope. This woman just several years ago basically was homeless. Look at her today. She has her own profitable business. I remember when she slept in a dresser drawer as a baby. That's how she came here. She didn't come here with no silver spoon in her mouth, but she has a wonderful business. She just opened a second store, fast becoming the Black Widmer of Cincinnati. But she got to see herself. She can't see herself right now. Yes, she has to clean her own clothes, and yes, she has to do most of the pressing, but what she's got to visualize is herself walking in there in the stuff that she likes to wear. If it was me, it would be a fine suit because that's what I like. But whatever outfits she likes, you got to visualize yourself walking in to the various boardrooms around the city, sitting down, making deals with corporations about how they're going to get discounts for all their employees if they bring their clothes. That's what other business people do. That's what the Cadillac man did. He went to companies and said, if all your employees get a Cadillac, we'll offer all of them 20% discount. But companies forgot how to be innovative like that. But anyway, we got to teach them, and that's fine too. But today is Monday right here on Culture Lisa. We're talking about partnering, collaboration. We're giving you some real live demonstrations, me and Adele, me and Coach K, me and, Mr. Versie Walker, collaboration and partnering. Me and Miss Patricia Martin, Miss Kiva. I've never been to Nashville, Tennessee. Never. but because I partnered with her, we, you know, she brought me in on some things that she's doing with her Women of Destiny. She's, you know, we talk about this. I'm on a plane going to Nashville, y'all. I never have been to Nashville. Beautiful place, you know, if you like cowboys and stuff. But anyway, it was nice. You know, hey, I ain't knocking it. Listen, I had a ball, and she's probably laughing right now because I was taking pictures of me and Elvis Presley, you know, where they got these stand-up that look like Elvis. And awesome, awesome little town, y'all. If you've never been to Nashville, you want to go. And let Kiva show you around because let me tell you, that's a funny situation. But, you know, the minute I told her how, the minute we got off, you know, got left the airport, you know, you're like in a city-looking place, you think. Girl, there was a big old cow laying on the front lawn. I was like, I mean, I'm used to places where, you know, that's like out in the country. Anyway, I teased her about that. But we're happy and we're excited. We know the show will be ending soon. But, hey, the show is ending, but your motivation hasn't. Right, Mr. Dale?
You're absolutely, you know, right. You're gonna leave the show and you're going to be motivated throughout the whole entire day. And you're going to want some more motivation. And like my friend was saying, I always tell people, go with motivation with all your five senses. You got to eat, sleep, drink, smell, taste, motivation. Because as long as you're doing that, you're applying those five senses, you can't help but win.
You know, some people ask me, they say, well, when are you going to bring Dr. Kimbrough back? Well, Dr. Kimbrough came 2 years, but that was a result of a collaboration with an organization that I had just met. I was walking down the hallway in a building, saw a sign, walked in, decided to talk to the person. Next thing I know, they were like, okay, well, we'll cover most of your costs, and we'll cover, they covered 95% of the cost for that event. Therefore, I was able to offer that event absolutely free. And, you know, people probably couldn't believe it, but he came, too. He came. And he came back a second year. I'm telling you. Listen, I didn't know those people that I had asked them. I was just telling them, I just went in to see if I could collaborate with them to use their facility. I had no idea that the person who was in charge of that company was going to say, well, we can do more than that. I had no clue, but had I not walked in there, I would have never known. And the first person I walked in there and talked to was a secretary. She could have stopped me at the door and said, get out of here. But just the way you approach people, which is the next thing, you can't be if you're going to be collaborating. You can't be an offender. I've tried that. It don't work. You can't be offending people.
No,
you can't be saying it. Out your mouth talking about, I speak my mind. Well, keep on speaking your mind and see where that gets you.
And the one thing I tell people is the secretary, make her or him your best friend, because you'll be surprised how they open doors for you. They will take you.
And it's
you
easy.
If you say I want to talk to the president of that company and you're talking to the secretary, bring her a gift. Do something nice for them, because they will get you to that individual that you want to talk to.
And you know what I learned about secretaries, and especially like for that one? A lot of times, you know, they're in the background. They don't get all the accolades for all the work that they do. So if you go in there building them up, all you got to do, you know, if you've ever been in any kind of work environment, an office setting, you know they do more than what they get credit for. So just go in there and congratulate them. Just look around their desk. You can kind of tell what they're into, their children. But guess what? I hate to say it, but you know it's the truth. We're out of time. It's been great. It's been real. Thank you to all of you who stayed with us for the entire show. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all the awesome birthday wishes. You can go on Facebook and you can connect with Adele J. Foster. You can email her from there. You can connect with me there as well, Lalisa J. Williams. Much and every one of you, thank you to all of those in the chat room who are participating. Thank you, Randy and Kiva, and also Coach K. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep on moving on up, because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. And thank you to my co-host who's been serving in that role for the past 2 weeks. Thank you, Ms. Adele. I cannot thank you enough.
Thank you, Lalisa.
I can't thank you enough. I can't. You get up early. You're already down there where your hour head of, I just can't thank you enough. Thank God for you. Thank God for Tricia, who went out of her way to try to sing me happy birthday. And God already knew I was, they don't, it's not about me. Her voice away for just a day. Because she was talking fine, y'all, the other day. God is good, though. I love it.
It was so funny. She talked yesterday, and she was saying she felt like she was getting sick, and I started getting a sore throat last night.
That's me. But you know what? We're going to be back here tomorrow. We're going to talk about some more powerful, dynamic things that will help you grow in your home life, your work life, your business life. Be a success everywhere. And don't forget, if it is to be, if you are to be a success, you must self-invest. All right. Good day to everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.